in a series, My Christmas Carol. And if you know the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, and I gave a bit of it last week. I'm not going to go into all the history again. It was good. A lot of people came up to me and said, I didn't know all that stuff, and it was really helpful. And I sort of compared a little bit of what he said and how he grew up a little bit to my own life. And so that was the message last week. But we know in the story of A Christmas Carol, there's five stanzas, or staves, they're called, or verses in that book or in that play or in the movie. And, of course, he's just stingy and greedy, and he has that bad dream, you know, and he sees his grave. All of us should see our grave, because you're going to have one. I've got a service today at 2 o'clock, funeral service. I mean, it's going to happen. And so that was a good, it's a good book. It's a good movie. It's good. It's a wake-up call for all of us. And, of course, it did wake him up. It did wake him up, didn't it? And he became a changed man. Say that out loud. He became a what? And I'm sure, you know, like me, he couldn't believe who he became. That's crazy. A stingy miser becoming a wonderful giver and a good person who loved people and cared for people. That's the message of that book. So last week was My Christmas Past. And I took you a little bit to Rockingham, and I told you a little bit about myself. And so today, the title of this message is called My Christmas Present. Would you say that out loud? My Christmas Present. Because that's what that book was about. It's about Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas what? Future. So today, My Christmas Present. Let's look at it and see what we can find today. Amen? And really, I've sort of titled this message underneath that. That right there. Say that in there. Say that with me. What was in my box? I left you last week with me getting saved. On December the 18th, 1977, 3 weeks earlier, my drunk mama watching Billy Graham, drunk as a skunk, I came in partying. She said, we're going to church in the morning. I cussed her out. Didn't have a car. I went with her to keep some preacher from taking our last dollar. You might wonder, why do you say, Gary, if you can't give cheerfully, keep it? Because I never forget where I came from. I don't want people to come to this church and say, Pastor Clark and Fellowship Church took our last dollar. That's a lie. Got it? We don't want anybody to give here unless you can give it cheerfully and feel really good about what you're doing. And if you need to pay your bills, you need to pay your bills. Because if you don't take care of your family, the Bible says you've denied the faith and you're worse than an infidel. Amen? So, but it goes way back into my roots. That's why I went with Mama, to keep some preacher from taking our last dollar. I didn't know church. I had never even hardly been to church. I don't know nothing about church. But boy, didn't Satan fill my heart. Yes or no? Woo, mercy. And I was ready to punch somebody. But got there, and there's a guy that we saw him getting out of his car, and big guy, about 6'7". He was the local tire guy in town, Jimmy Wallace. Could never get the dirt off, the grime off his fingers and his hands. Big old Jimmy went there, and we went in and sat with Jimmy. Amen? Boy, it pays to love on people, don't it, say? People, when they come to church there, and some of you might be here today, you're like, man, I can't believe I'm here. I'm nervous. I don't know what it's going to be like. That's why it's so important that we love people. Amen? It happened for me. So anyway, 3 weeks later, my mother put her faith in Christ. She never drank another drop. My mother changed our whole family. Our whole life was changed. I put my faith in Christ, and God began to do a work in my life. And that was my Christmas past. My Christmas past got a Christmas present, and that present was Jesus Christ. I put my faith in Him. I didn't even know what I was doing. I did it best I could, best I knew how. What am I supposed to do? Well, you're a sinner. I got that part down. And you know, you're not perfect. That's the truth. I got all that down, but God loved me. That's the part I didn't know. God loved me. He gave His Son for me. Why would He do that? I didn't know that. Why would you do that? That don't make no sense to me. That's what the Bible says, though. So I believed the Bible. Say that out loud. I believed the Bible. I can't hardly talk to people or witness to people if they just cut me off and don't want to believe the Bible. Faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing what? The Word of God. So it's amazing. Take a hell raiser like me and a drunk like my mama, and we can hear the Word of God, and it can birth salvation inside of us. That's how it works, guys. I ain't got no new plan. I don't want no new plan. That's the plan. That's called the plan of salvation. Amen? And that's what happened in my life. So I got saved. I'm not going to hell. Wow, that's pretty nice, ain't it? My name's been written in a book in heaven. So I'm saved. But wait a minute. Is that all that was in my box? I mean, that would be a lot right there. My sins are forgiven. I've got a home in heaven. I'm not going to burn in a devil's hell. But is there something else in that box? What was in my box? And I want to take you somewhere now. I want to take you with the wise men. Are y'all ready? Are y'all okay? Here we go. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, say it with me. Behold, there came who? Wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And they said, where is he that's born king of the Jews? For we've seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the who? The wise men. He inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, you bring me word again so I can come and worship him also. Y'all ready for the message? Here we go. I'm hooking my wagon to that right there. The title today is my Christmas present. What was in my box? What was in my box? I'd like to continue this story on in the scriptures. Let's go, Raj. And every one of these things I've hooked a point to. When they, who's they? The who? Wise men. When they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. So the star which they what? Which they saw in the east. Here's my first point. What's in my box? Back to me now. Reading the Bible. Story of the wise men. But back to me. I got saved. Hellraiser. Rockingham. Sunday morning, December 18th. And life starts to move forward for me. Was there more to being saved than just missing hell? That was plenty. That was a lot. Was there more to be of my life? Was there more in my box? My Christmas present that I got. What was in my box? Well, just like the wise men, they saw the star. Their eyes were open. And that's what God did for me. God opened my eyes. I became a different person. That was in my box. Are y'all hearing me or not? Say. That's why I don't buy the crap. Excuse my language. That we blew up somehow and here we are. That's what I used to think. My eyes opened. I'm created in the image of God. I matter to Him. He loves me. My eyes opened. I'm not just a blob of tissue. You hear me or not? Say. my eyes open. See, guys, I didn't know there was a God. I grew up as a kid, didn't know there was a God. I had no idea. If you asked me when I was 7, is there a God? I don't know what you're talking about. There's a ball game on. You know, I wouldn't even talk about stuff like that. I would have had no clue. I was dumb as a box of rocks on anything like that. Okay, that's fine. And I certainly didn't know he had a son. God had a son? I'm talking about I didn't know that. But I heard God's word. I got saved and he opened my eyes, man. He opened my eyes and I sure didn't know that he loved me. And so now, look, my eyes are open. Wow, wow. There's a God. There's a God. He created us. He created this world. He holds the stars in place. He makes the sun come up every morning. Whoop, look at it. Well, that's a tide come so far. Now, just about 3 months ago, it came too far. Flooded us, all right? That's all right. That's all right. But the point is, see, I didn't know God. And so God opened my eyes and that he loved me. He loved me. But something else God did. Something else was in my box. Not only did he open my eyes, he gave me vision to see. Would you say that out loud? He gave me vision to see. My life started changing. I didn't know what I would become. I didn't know but I knew I was going to be somebody. God saved me. That's crazy. Here's what I said to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to serve you with my life. I just ask you to pay me. I want to work for you. I don't mind working other jobs. I don't mind working during the week. But Lord, I don't want to work for nobody else on Sunday. But I just ask you to pay me. I didn't even know what I was asking. It's crazy. And so God opened my eyes and he gave me vision. And I want to go a little further on that thought right there. Roger, just push me, buddy. So what is vision? What is vision? It's a sense of sight. That was in my box. It was a supernatural apprehension. I started to could see the not crazy kooky stuff. I just started to see that there's a bigger purpose in this world. And I matter and other people matter and there's more to life than I realize. But vision also means foresight. So what's a good definition? It's my definition that I wrote. Here it is. Vision to me is this: to see supernaturally by supernatural means. Here's the key though: through being apprehended by what? That's what happened to me. I got saved. I got apprehended by a supernatural God. He opened my eyes. He gave me vision. Vision is seeing dreams become reality, even though they seem unreal, impractical, and fanciful. That was in my box. God gave me vision. He opened my eyes. Say that out loud with me. Vision is what? Seeing what God sees. Now, here's the thing, guys. As I'm giving this message today, you've got your box. What's in your box? You're different than me. You didn't grow up in Rockingham. You have a totally different upbringing than I have, many of you. Your life's different. But God has something special for you. And I could not believe he opened my eyes and I began to see things different. How many would say you're a little bit like me like that? When you became a Christian, you started following Christ, you saw things differently. Anybody else want to raise a hand like that? I just started seeing things differently. I didn't know. You can see if you're a guy, if you're I don't know what to call it. It ain't a nice word. But a little, you know, like me, like a little pervert when you're like 10, 11, 12 years old, 13. I'm sorry. Excuse me. There's more of y'all in here, too. I'm going to tell you that right now. Where you look at women as just somebody to have sex with or to put your hands on, to touch. I'm telling you something. God opened my eyes! And women matter. And they're not trash. Did you hear what I said? God did that. Okay? You hear me? And marriage matters. And kids matter. I didn't know that. The path I had been put on was a path to disaster. But God opened my eyes, man. Are you hearing me today? That was in my box. Wow. It's crazy. I can be something for you. You can be something, man. And God made me something. God's a good God. That was in my box. What's in your box? Let's go back to the wise men. In case it's your first time, I do holler and say ugly things sometimes. That's why you got to give me at least 3 shots, okay? Here we go. Wise men, when they saw the star, what's it say next? They what? With what? With what kind of joy? What kind? See? What was in my box? Here we go. My box. God not only opened my eyes, He opened my what? My emotions. A good buddy of mine the other day told me that when he went up north to his daddy's church, there's a clock on the back wall. And the preacher, when he preaches, he looks at the clock the whole time. Never sees you or you or you. Sees the clock. That wasn't in my box. Amen. Say, that wasn't in my box. You know what was in my box? God opened my emotions. He opened me up, man. Look, there was something inside me I never knew I had. I never knew it as a kid. I have enthusiasm. I have excitement. I'm 62. I'll be 63 years old. And you didn't have to get me up today to come to church. I get up because I want to be here. I could retire. I could quit. I could go do anything else I want to. I do this because I want to do it. That was in my box. Are you hearing me or not? Just the way it is. So when He gave me that enthusiasm, excitement, because that's who I am. I'm not a clock watcher. Okay? You excite me. You matter. You're what drives my engine too. You hear me? Loving people. I went to that event yesterday, Reads Across America. And I had other stuff to do. I got flood stuff to fix. But I went. And as I'm going there, part of me's fussing. And then I get there and I'm waving my pickup truck out in 776 in a line. And I started to get excited. Because there's people here. There's people here. And buddy, then God started opening my mouth. I got out of that pickup truck. I started talking to people. Loving on people. I just decided, this is my event. You hear me or not? I'm telling you. I'm hugging people, getting pictures. God put that in my heart. That was in my box. So yeah, have I lost you already? Hey, look, the wise men, they were exceedingly glad. They were exceedingly excited. Why shouldn't I be? Yes or no? He did that for me. God gave me the gift of enthusiasm for His work and for His glory. I love being a cheerleader up here every Sunday. I was cheering that 4 o'clock thing coming on. That ridiculous dinner we're going to have. You ought to be here. Eat some food. Love on some people. See our church in a little different light. See all that going on out there. Pretty exciting, man. That was in my box. So what was in my box? I got saved, but wait a minute. Open my eyes. Wow. Vision. God gave me an ability to see things. I'm not talking about crazy vision. I'm talking about seeing plans come to pass. Sticking with something, even when there's naysayers that say you can't do it that way. You hear me? The kid from Rockingham could do that. God in me can do that. Vision, man. He opened my eyes, but then He opened my emotions. I realized not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody going to like my enthusiasm. Not everybody going to like my excitement. That's not my problem. Because that was in my box. You hear me or not? There's plenty of boring people if you want to find one of them. I'm just not going to be him. Well, what happens when you get older? Are you still going to be excited and encouraged and enthusiastic? I'm already older. Come on, man. Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? You know what my son told me the other day? He said, Dad, you haven't lost a thing. You're better than ever. That's what my son told me. When he thinks I'm going to quit sometimes. That's what my son told me. And I ain't bragging. I'm just trying to say it. That was in my box. But I'm liking this box stuff. Let's see what else. Go on with the story. Here we go. Wise men, when they were coming in the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Say that part with me. And they what? Fell down. And what they do? They worshiped. I didn't worship. I never worshiped. I know anything about that. That was in my box, though. So what did God do? He opened my eyes. He opened my emotions. I can use you, crazy boy. I made you like that. You didn't know it. And he opened up my heart. He opened my heart. Mean me. Bitter me. Cuss you out me. Lay in the ditch in front of my house with my BB gun and shoot your car window when you rode down the street me. Go to the blind lady's store at the end of the street. Miss Brady, walk in, the floor is creaking. Stick a handful of Mary Janes in my pocket because she was blind and couldn't see me. Me. As I'm walking out, she goes, you want some candy? And then I go back and get some more candy. That's me, man. Horrible me. But God saved me. Amen. And there was something else in my box. He opened up my heart. I had never sung before. What? Singing in my box? That's crazy. I was at church. I was still doing what I was good at. Flirting with girls. Around the piano one night. Just hanging out with them. Because they were pretty. There's like four of them. And they were singing, and they asked me if I sang. And I said, no, sissies sing. I play ball. And just to be whatever, they asked me if I knew a song, Love Lifted Me. And I said, yeah, I know that song, but it was the Kenny Rogers version. And I sort of sang a little bit of that, flirting with them. And the piano player was a music lady, and she stopped, and she said, you can sing. And then word got out to the choir director. And I got long hair. I'd whoop his butt. I was only 16, but I could kill that guy. But he came to me, and he had a tape in his hand. He said, I heard you sing. I had hair, long hair. I know it's hard to believe I ever had hair. It's ridiculous. He gave me that tape. I got saved at Christmas. He said, I want you to sing this on Easter Sunday morning. The preacher got word of it. He said, you're not singing here unless you get your hair cut. And you know what? It was probably the pretty girls that got me to get my hair cut, to be honest with you. But I practiced that song. Dallas Holm wrote the song. Go ahead. Drive the nails in my hands. Laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and mock my name. My love for you is still the same. Y'all know that song? And I'll rise again. There's no power on earth that can hold me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. And I sang that song on Easter. I'm telling you. I was right at 16 years old. I didn't know I could sing. Wow. And then I got to be in a quartet with them pretty girls. Beautiful. He opened my heart to worship Him. He opened my mouth to what? I like to raise my hand. That was in my box. That goes along with my enthusiasm and excitement. That was in my box. My box ain't your box, but that's my box, and leave my box alone. Why have I got to be like you, and why have you got to be like me? Why can't I be like He wants me to be? Because I need to be like Jesus. That's the problem. Not being like you. My problem is I need to be like Him. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many shall see it and fear, and they shall trust in the Lord. That was in Gary Clark's box. Most of y'all don't know it, but not that it matters a whole lot. I've got several singing albums out. And I ought to get them redone. I'd probably sell a few of them. But God bless me. Traveled, did things. Holy Land, would sing at all the holy sites. God blessed me. That was in my box. He had something for my life. Am I driving y'all crazy? Don't just think about me up here. Don't you think about your box. God gave me intimacy with Him in worship. I was the kid who didn't want to have a thing to do with God. I cussed God. I didn't care about anything but myself. I was angry and bitter, mean. And I had a gift He gave me to worship Him and to have intimacy with Him. And I liked to sing. And then my son picked it up from his daddy. That was in his box. And my daughter. God has blessed me. What was in my Christmas present? I'm almost done. I got to go. I can do this all day. What was in my box, wise men? And when they what? Opened their what? Treasures. They presented unto Him gold gifts. Rather, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Back to my box. Okay? He opened up my what? Say that out loud. He opened up my what? That was in my box. What? I had no compassion for anyone. That was not me. Compassion to love few? No! I was stingy. But God changed that. That was in my box. You're not who you were, Gary. You never knew who you were. Like Scrooge. Boom! He's giving Christmas turkey over here and he's buying gifts. That was in my box. God opened my treasures. He put a love inside of me for who? For people. That is ridiculous also. People. But I love you. I care for you. It's zero problem for me to talk to you. Yesterday, I didn't know a lot of those people, did we, Shannon? Why not treat them like we know them? Say. Why not love them like we know them, right? Say, Ronnie, right? Just treat them that way. That's how God sees them. Be my hands today. So He put that in my heart. He opened up my treasures. I started working with the most troubled kids in my town. I was only 16 and I drove a 66-passenger school bus. 16 years old. That's the way America used to be. Those were the good old days when teenagers could drive school buses. Amen. We were crazy. And I was a sports guy, so I wanted every kid to come. I wanted to win. I wanted to have every seat full. And I found out there were children worse off than me, more destitute, far more destitute than I was. And I'd visit them on Saturday with a big old box of bubble gum, me and a man who led the thing. And he'd make me buy my own box of gum to give them. He wanted to come out of my pocket. He had lots of money, but he wanted me to invest in these kids. And that's what I started doing. And I started loving these kids. And I love you. Look at the people God's given me. They're everywhere. And there's more of them out there than there are here. When I go to Mama's or I go to Farlow's, I don't even have to ask for my drink. That's not because I'm special. It's because I think they know I love them. And that's their way of loving me back. You think I'm crazy? I don't give a hoot. Had I ever met you before right here today? Had I met you before in the past? Okay, I didn't know that because some of my box is empty up here now. But I reached out and hugged you today because you matter. And you're here, and you made the effort to come here. And that goes for all of y'all. You sent me a card. Did I say thank you? Because I read your card. Because you matter to me. I met you years ago in a lawyer's office. Is that correct? We were closing on a house, and you were the closing agent. And then you came to the high school. Is that true? It all started with love. Y'all hear me? Beautiful. I got to quit. God opened my treasures. God gave me a what? A generosity and a love for people. I want to just set the record straight here. You know, a lot of churches, when you go to the donut thing, there's usually a what? A basket for you to put a what in? A donation. You know why we don't have one here? Because I don't want one here. Did y'all hear me? A committee didn't tell me that. I want to be a church that gives to people. Period. If I'm going to have anything to do with it, I want us to be giving people. You hear me? T-shirts, what, $5? We lose 3 or 4 on every one of them. We're probably losing 11 now, or 10. It's $10, $11 now. Who gives a hoot? Yes or no, amen? Are we doing fine? Yes or no? Let's give to people. Amen. That was in my box. Last one. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They were warned in a dream. They departed their own way into another, their own country another way. And I finished the message with this. God opened my what? My spirit. I didn't realize I was a spiritual person. I didn't even know I had a spirit. I thought I would be like a dog, and when you die, you're dead. They dig a hole and they put you in a hole. No, I'm a body, I'm a soul, and I'm a spirit. I'm made in the image of a triune God. I'm different than the dog and the monkey. I didn't come from them at all. I came from Him. And He can talk to me. And He can walk with me. And when I'm hurting, I can cry to Him. And when I'm happy, He and me can celebrate. He opened my spirit. I hardly knew right from wrong. When I got saved, I knew more about wrong than right. So God's Word became my what? Guidebook. That was in my box. Now, guys, that's in every one of our boxes. Do you hear me or not? I don't understand about it. It's because you're hard-headed, hush, and you're lazy. It's in your box. Read it! You don't have to read the whole thing today. Slow down. Take a verse. Memorize it. Chew on it. Get it inside you. He increased my knowledge. This is hard to believe. I even got me a college education. That's hard to believe, ain't it? Here's what's even harder to believe. Here's what was in my box. He opened my spirit. This is crazy. Hard to believe, ain't it? Keep going. And believe it or not, people actually seek me out for counsel. And what's that last word? That was in my box. Don't we have a great God? How many would say, just with a raised hand, not my box ain't your box, but boy, 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 did God ever put something in my box too? You know, look at you, look at you, look at you, look at you. I told Faith, Bruce, I talked with Faith earlier, and she and I are a little alike. We both got that enthusiasm and that excitement thing in our box, didn't we? And some churches will tell you to put that down. Now you put that down, you hide that. Well, you and me ain't hiding it, are we, girl? No, it's in our box. Amen. Preacher, how'd you do with the message? It makes sense? Makes sense? Let's go, Raj. We quit now. I got to quit. God gave me discernment and wisdom. I haven't had a perfect life. I've had a hard life at times. But he's allowed me to have wisdom to navigate through the crap and the crud that comes along sometimes. Thank you, Lord. How many with a raised hand say, that was me too, Pastor? He helped me through some hard times, man. I had to really have him in my life. I wouldn't have made it, man. My Christmas past received my what? Did you understand the message? So we learned two things today. We learned about the wise men. And we learned that God is still touching people. He's leading people. He's saving people. And you never know who you are or who you can be till you give your heart to Christ. And He'll accept you. I've made many mistakes along the way. God has never thrown me out. That was in my box. I'll love you, Garrett. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's beautiful. So I've learned so much. God's blessed me. So my question is this. What about your box? Has your past received your Christmas present? If you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? Can you stand? Could you stand on a stage, not and preach like I do, but could you stand before people and say, I am a Christian. I am saved. I have received Christ as my Savior. He died on the cross. My faith is in Him, not a church, not a preacher, not myself, but in Him and nobody else. It's not because I was baptized, catechized, whatever-tized, whatever. No. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross. Do you know that today? And also, if that's the case, what's in your box? Ronnie, are you surprised what was in your box? You wouldn't have believed much would have been in your box, would it? 53 when the Lord saved him and he opened his box. Did you get the message today? Let's thank the Lord for his word. I got to quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good word today. Amen. Come on.